Okay, good morning, Masechet Tzvachim. We're in Daf Samech Tet. Okay, we're going to just quickly start off. We finished the Amud yesterday, just very, very quickly. We went, just 2 hours, we had Tnan, but there was a Kashi against Rav. But they call up, the question was, what did Kol Apsuli mean? And we remember the Machloket Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, what did Kol Apsuli mean? And Rav said that a Zar did this Malika, right? Would be matam that wasn't kosher. So he said that it's a nat. So it's kol apsulin, because remember our Mishnah said kol apsulin shemalku b'kram psulim enu matam erablia. So zar couldn't include kol. Rabbi Yochanan said that zar includes kol. Right, that was the machloket. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said zar enu matam erablia. Right, the Gemara is like a snat. The Gemara brings a kashya against Rav. We said kol apsulin shemalku b'kram psulim. The Mishnah Rabbi Yochanan kol up to a zar. Right, therefore it's not metame. If the Zar does Malika, it isn't metame, and therefore it works. El Rav kol latuyeh mai. What does Rav learn from kol latuyeh? Rav latuyeh small belayla. Maybe it includes left and night, right? We saw which was left and night. Okay, because we saw that there was a sha'at hechsher, remember? For small and night. Small was in your kippah, the Kohen Gadol, the Avodah was small. And night, we saw that the hekter and marin, you could burn at night. So therefore, there were things in the balance that took place at night. So therefore, night and small have an opening, have some sort of validity. So Gemara says, but wait a second, how can you say small v'lalei b'hed yaktani? They're written clearly in the Mishnah. So he says, no, t'na v'halim v'fresh. It's written in kol, but then it comes and explains what kol means. That was how we were doche, the initial pirchet to Rabbi Yochanan, the challenge to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Gemara starts again. Toshma, now we're challenging again to Rav. Ze'aklal, from the end of the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah had two calls. The Mishnah first said, kol apsulin, and the Mishnah on Amud Abet said, ze haklal kol shepsulu b'kodesh. Remember? When the psul took place inside the kodesh, that was when we had a problem. But the psul took outside the kodesh, depended, right? So the Gemara says, okay, so let's try from the next part of the Mishnah. Kol shepsulu, ze haklal kol shaya psulu b'kodesh, and metal v'gari b'nabaniya. So Bishlon Rabbi Yochanan, which is Rabbi Yochanan, why? Because again, that kol shaya psulo b'kodesh, what does it mean kol that took place in the kodesh? Kol latuya zar, even if a zar came in and caused the psul inside the kodesh, it would have been tameh. But Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rav, how does he explain that? What's the kol for that latuya? What's teaching us? If he says that zar doesn't help, so what is teaching us? The Gemara says, wait a second, the Gemara now responds on behalf of Rav, so to speak, to Rabbi Yochanan. Or to the person who's bringing this challenge to Rav, so you're not telling me that, but now according to you challenging Rav over here, right? Shelo haya psulo b'kodesh. What is shelo haya psulo b'kodesh li tu yemai? You tell me now that the kol, right? Ze'aklal kol shelo haya psulo b'kodesh, but shelo haya psulo b'kodesh in the first place. What does it mean? What is that coming to teach us? It says Ella. Says therefore we got to explain because the concept of kol of shelo hayap shelo b'kodesh in itself that rule. What is it teaching us? It says therefore Reisha, when we had the kol in the beginning of the kol hapsulim, the first kol in the Mishnah, lituye shchitat kodshim bifnim. That was telling us about shchitat kodshim bifnim. We'll see in a second why this is relevant. And the sefer, the call in the end, was lituye melikat chulin b'chutz. Okay, now why is that relevant? Because if you look in the Mishnah, shchitat kodshim bifnim is almost taken for granted, right? What is shchitat kodshim bifnim? A korban, not a bird now, I'm talking about an animal. A bird that you bring into the Beit HaMikdash, animal that you bring into the Beit HaMikdash, right? It's obvious that the shchita is good. And therefore, it wouldn't metame beit ablia. That's the job. But it's not written in the Mishnah. It says, it's inherent to the Mishnah by the word kol apsulim. And then the second psul is chulin bachutz. Because again, chulin bachutz, also take it for granted. Because obviously, if it's not kochim, and it's already, if you've got a shech now, a cow outside here in the courtyard, it's not going to metame beit ablia. It's kosher shchita. But it's not written in the Mishnah. So he says, also implicit in the Mishnah. So the two kosher aspects, which were taken for granted, are implicit in the calls. That's what the calls are for. And now, so the Gemara, okay, so that's how we get, we really haven't got any proof yet against Rav. You with me? So now the Gemara means a bright again. Tell me about that Rav. Rabbi Yochanan. So now we're going to write to the proofs of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the one who wants to say that the call is for a zar. So he says, Malkazar, he brings a brighter. Malkazar, Mukapsu. Right? Melaka, I thought I wasn't pronouncing it right. Melakazar, Melakapsu. If a zar does melika, or a zar does, or a psul does melika, right? Now, on this amud, we've got here, remember we've got the Ktav Yad of Rashi. Okay? Remember we've got Ktav Yad of Rashi? So I'm going to be using the Kitveya, the Ktav Yad of Rashi. Okay? I left out a few Rashis there. Okay, I left it out. Okay, now, if you look at the first wide lines of the Kitveya of Rashi, so it says over here, Melaka Zar or Melaka Psul. What's a Psul? Yeah, it says Kegon Baal Mum. Okay, so guy's got a Mum. He's a Pasul Kohen, let's say, but he's a Pasul Kohen. Right? Or Hapigul, or there's Pigul, or Notar, Vetame. So now we've got food that's Pigul, or food that's left over, a Korban where that's Notar, or Tame, Ein Metamin Abadablia. If you swallow any of these things, none of these, neither the Pigul, nor the Notar, or the Tame, or Metame, Beit Habliya, right? Look at Rashi, says the Afa Pisha Asurin Ba'achila. Even though it's Asur to eat, there's a difference, right? Between Asur to eat something and if it's Metame or not. They aren't the same. Metame Beit Habliya means that as you pass it through your throat, right? Within your mouth, it doesn't yet cause tumor. It has to pass here, your Beit Habliya. Once you swallow it, it makes any clothes that you're wearing and you as a person become Tame. Okay, that's what Metame Beit Habliya means. Now, it's Asur to eat it. So you might think, automatically, it doesn't matter. It's metame or metablia. Okay, so that's a brighter that serves Rav, because it says, Zar melaka. Ain't metame na baitablia. That's a perfect proof of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say that kol comes to include a zar. And when a zar does melika, there's no tumah or baitablia. Everybody with me? Right, so there's a proof. Basically, we've got a proof according to Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brighter, it seems to imply that's Rabbi Yochanan. It's quite interesting. Rav is also a heavyweight, Rabbi Yochanan heavyweight, and we see that, as my theory always goes, Rabbi Yochanan seems to get the overriding vote.
So it's a sort of, but it's not true.
It's notar and tame and pigul, also pigul even get karet maybe. But there's a question, is it not everything that's treif, not everything that's not kosher, let's because treif is a different term, which will come to in a second. So I don't want to use treif, but like we use colloquially. I say anything that's not kosher to eat doesn't necessarily metame the person. They don't go together. Some things are asur to eat, they don't metame. For example, nivlat treifa that was nishchat. It's asur to eat it. If you, and a veil of animal that was, but doesn't metame. Okay, I'm not looking at the moment. Is it called tumah? Okay.
Because
so,
something being kosher to eat and
but
still also.
No. Okay. If it's not yours, you stole it. Okay. I'm thinking, if you stole it, I should eat it. It's not yours, but it's not. It could be used. You could steal a kosher steak. But in terms of din of kosher, we're talking about. I can't understand anything is kosher to eat, and unless it was like let's say. A shok or chazeh, which was meant to go onto the mizbeach. Okay? So it was kosher. But it was not kosher. Chayle is not kosher. Right? Chayle is Yisrael in the Torah.
Is it kosher?
It's not kosher. Chayle is not kosher. That's the whole thing. That's the chatat chayle. You've got confused between shuman and chayle. Chayle is not. I see what you're saying. You're saying it's kosher, but it's asuti. That's interesting. You know, Mark, that's interesting. I don't know. Okay, it's out of our scope. That's too difficult for me. Okay. It's a good question, though. It's actually a very good question, that. Amrabi, is chaylev kosher? In other words, no, the question with the answer here. What?
Rabbanut
tzoa.
Rabbanut tzoa.
Yeah. No, but the question here, Steve's question would be, let's say that you cooked chaylev in a pot. Does it treif the pot? That would be the test, right?
Yeah.
Maybe there's blia. So you'd say you can't use the pot because there's blia of chaylev, which would polate into your next cooking. But
it would make it.
I'd say we'll make the pot treif. Yeah, it's a good question. Okay.
Same
Gidanashe, same idea. Or you mean the whole hand quarter, let's say. The whole hand quarter. No, if you treibed it, then it's okay. You can eat it.
Yeah, but if you don't.
Gidanashe, you can't eat. You have to take the reason you can't eat the hind quarter is because of all the vessels in the Giranasha inside it. If you knew how to take it out, so you any meat, even the front quarter has to be, you can't eat with blood. Just it's more complicated the back of the hind quarter. But okay, I don't know. We're good, we're getting completely sidetracked. Okay. And then I'm going to say the shoes to go. Okay. Now new sugar here related. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Shamati shtayim. I heard two things. Achat kemitza zar, v'achat melikat zar. I heard two halachas. One regarding a kemitza. Remember with the mincha, with the flower offering, of if a zar does the kemitza. Remember the kemitza is the parallel to shchita. Remember, kemitza in a mincha korban is like shchita in an animal korban, which would be like melika in an off korban. And then the hekter emarim is like the throwing of the blood. Remember, that's the parallel of the mincha. So he says, I heard that melikat zar and kemitzat zar, achat tered, vachat lo tered, velo yadana. Now, it's obvious that the Meshila Mekubetza, you can all know, added in ezohi, right? I don't know which one is which. So as he learned that one of them, if you put it on the mizbeach, it'll bring it down. I'm not sure if it's the kemitzah, or if it's, remember, how sugya was, kol was the Mishnah said over here, there was Mishnah yesterday's amud. Right, we said kol apsulin, right? Kol apsulin shemalkum niktam shtuv enu metame beit abliya. And remember, and I pointed out yesterday in the shul that Rashi mentioned here that the whole in ikar sugya here was sheim alu lo yardu. That was Rashi on the Mishnah there. If there's a parallel between metame beit abliya and olev yored, if it is metame beit abliya, you bring it off the mizbeach if you put it on by mistake. If it isn't Matama Beit HaBliya, you leave it on the Mizbeach, but if we put it by mistake. That was the parallel. So when he says over here, Echad Tered, Echad Lo Tered, the same as saying, I know that one of them is Matama Beit HaBliya, and one of them is Matama Beit HaBliya. It's a bit difficult to you say that because Kemitza doesn't Matama Beit HaBliya. Anyhow, that's the idea. All right. So he says, V'lo Yadan Ezi, Amar Chizkes. Chizkes says, what's your problem? Mistar, we can hear from logic, we can work it out. That it's the Kemitza Tered, Melika Lo Tered. He says it's the melika that comes off, and the kemitza works. The kemitza lets it stay there. Why? Because the kemitza takes it out of the din of nevela, no longer metame beit abliya. So therefore, the melika can leave it there, right? So it says mashnai melika. Says wait, but then we're going to prove this. Why? What's the mashnai melika? What's the difference between melika? He says because melika the yesh davar bama. Remember, we go back to the. Remember, we had the story yesterday or 2 days ago. We try to prove that yotze was pasul. Because of Bama, and we said no, it wasn't because of Bama, it was possible because of Smicha. It was kosher because of Smicha. Psukim, remember that? Mm-hmm. Anybody with me?
Yeah.
Right? So this whole story coming back again. So it says, Mashna Malika to Yashta Bama. Because we've got a Bama, we've got Malika, and the Bama is Matir, and therefore it says, but so Kemitza, Nami Yashta Bama. There's Kemitza as well. So you can't tell me that's because of Bama only. So he says over here, look at the Rashi, he says, the Yashna Bama. Anybody got where is it? But where is it on the actual Amud?
Oh, I'm looking at the
yeah, you're looking on your phone.
The other Rashi.
I'm talking
it's under
where is it? Have you got it? I don't know, I can't find it. Shamiara?
It's on a different side than yours. Mine's on the left side. The
Yesh Nab Obama. The Yesh Nab Obama. Is it in the regular Rashi or in
the
Kitva Yad?
Kitva Yad.
No, it's regular Rashi. Sorry. The Yesh Nab Obama, bizarre. Yeah. He says, Mashnai. The Yesh Nab Obama, bizarre. It's a bizarre, does it? So he says, what's it? Commits Nami Yesh Nab Obama. So he says, it says, V'chi Taima. You might want to say now, remember V'chi Taima, right? Not V'chi Taima, V'chi Taima. You might want to say this is the answer, and then we bump it out, right? So V'chi Taima, Ein Mincha Bebama. If you say Ein Mincha Bebama, then you got to say also Ein Ofo Dami Bebama. Then what? I'm Rav Shesh. Rav Shesh said, Rav Shesh is a klal over here. We got a machloket. The Divra Omer Yesh Mincha Bebama, Yesh Ofot Bebama. He says they go together. Anybody says that in the times of Bamot, you've got bird offerings, you've also got mincha offerings, and vice versa. And the Divra HaOmer Ein Mincha Ein Ofot. So you can't tell me the difference between a Bama, between a Mincha and a Of, is that the one's in the Bama, the one's in the Bama. It doesn't work. Either they are both or they aren't both. So that can't be the answer. Right? So it says, Ma Taima. Why? It says, Vachim. The Pasuk says, The pasuk says, "Vayishlach et narei bnei Israel, vayalu olot, vayizbechu zvachim shlamim l'shem parim." It was zvachim velo menachot, zvachim velo ofot. It says there, this is in the Bamo, this is in Har Sinai, right? This is in Mishpatim, this is before they've got Mishkan, right? It says over there, there was no, in the Bamot, there's Zvachim Shlamim. There's no Menachot, no Menachot, there's no Ofot. Ela Amos, okay, so what's the difference now? So why do we explain the difference between the Svari here of Melika and Kemitza? It says, Ein Kiddush Bekli Sharet Beminchat Bama. It says, no, we can't quote the opinion that says that there is, but the difference is that the Melika in a time of a Bama, and the kemitzah, talmud of the bama, and the kemitzah in the talmud of the mizbeach are completely different, because in a bama there's no kiddush bekli sharet. Okay, so that's the difference. There's no kiddush bekli sharet. Look at the Rashi here, on the real Rashi, the Rashi, what do we call Rashi? I'll be very honest with you. I've done comparisons on this amud, amud bet yesterday. By the way, just for the sake of recording, remember you asked the question in the Shir, Robert, who was the author of the Shittim HaKubetz, and we found it was written right here in the Shittim himself. So I just want to reference anybody who's listening that on Daf Samachet Amud Aleph, if you look at the very first wide lines of the Shittim HaKubetz, he says that officially Shittim HaKubetz, Lashon Harav Rabbeinu Rabbi Tzalel Ashkenazi. That is the Shittim HaKubetz. Okay, so I'm going to say that. All right. So now I did a comparison in our Daf today. There's not a huge difference between the Rashi as Rashi and the Rashi of the Kitva Yad Rashi. Actually, quite a lot of similarities. What do you say, Ara?
This is different than here.
Now, yours is different.
The scroll online is different than the art
scroll. I wonder if you haven't got Likutei Rashi there. Because there's Likutei Rashi as well. There's three. In fact, on Amud Bet, you'll see that there's Likutei Rashi, a huge Likutei Rashi, and the Kitav Yad. I started learning Amud Bet. Actually, I didn't see the Kitva Yad, and I just saw this here. I thought this was the Kitva Yad, and I was breaking my eyes, but it was so small. Mm-hmm. And then, suddenly, I picked up this Kitva Yad Rashi. So there are three Rashis. There's Likutei Rashi, there's Rashi, and Kitva Yad Rashi.
This Kitva Yad Rashi has the Yeshna Bama, and it's different than the one that's in the regular Rashi.
Wow, and this Kitva Yad Rashi hasn't got it. Yeah, it hasn't got it yet. Okay. So obviously, there were a few different Kitva Yad that were floating around. All right. So that is the end of that sugya. Okay, now the Gemara goes, the next line of the Mishnah was, okay, is that clear now? The end, if you remember, right? So now the next line of the Mishnah was, Malak b'small or b'layla. Remember we said, small or layla? Right, so the Gemara is like this. Tarabana. Yachol te melika shehi lifnim metame begadi v'rabliya. That's a bris of brighter. And I think in the Rashi, he says there, that's actually a Torat Kohanim. If you see it, there's a bit of a change in the Dibura Matchils in Rashi. And he says, "Hachi gasidan b'torat koanim." You see that fourth lines of the Rashi, "Hachi gasidan b'torat koanim." Lach matnit niyachol te melika shirifni mitama. So he brings it from Midrash in Torat Koanim. Right, that's the makor for this brayta. Right, so he says, "Could we say, is it possible that if there's melika that he does inside mitama begadim b'rabliya?" Right, Talmud lomar nevela. Right, look at this pasuk. The pasuk says a strange thing. The pasuk says, "V'chol nefesh." Right, "V'chol nefesh asher tochal nevela." This is pasuk is talking about nivlat of tahor. If you got a kosher bird that dies, okay, that isn't killed properly. Okay, that's the pasuk about that. So it says, "V'chol nefesh asher tochal nevela utrefa." That you eat this nevela or trefa. So the question here is, what is the word trefa doing here? Remember, that's why I said earlier on to Michael, trefa here means, and normally a trefa, we'll see there's a machloket, but trefa is a bird that won't live for a year. That's called a trefa. But it's a machloket, maybe it's
an animal, is it? Because
a bird as well. A bird as well. We're talking about birds here. Call never share tochal, you mean no birds live for a year? We
don't
tell
them. I mean, they don't live long, like
they need long life. I don't know. Okay. The birds that I had growing up never lived a long life. I think because we manhandled them. But anyway. Call Nefesh, huh?
Sorry.
What?
You might want to
revisit that. No, we did. We used to have budgies and things, etc. Okay. Kids was playing with them. And I don't know, the pet shop were telling us that you squeeze them too hard, or the cats always die. Okay. Call Nefesh Asher Tochal Nevela V'Treifa B'Ezrach U'V'Ger V'Chibes B'Gadar B'Chatz B'Amayim V'Tubel Arif. So it says an avela and you get tamei. You see that? You go to rechat v'chazav. So there's tumah for eating a avela bird. So now the Gemara says like this. Right? Now, if it was melika done to this bird, right, would it still be metame? So the Gemara says, no. That's why Gemara says, no. Talmud Lomar, nevela. No, it means nevela. Nevela means there wasn't melika done to it. Still my difficulty with the stipple that you showed us, right? Because melika means that there wasn't, nevela means there wasn't melika. So it says, ha nami. So it says, Lomar nevela. So it says, well, wait a second. Ha nami nevelahi. Now what is it? Ha nami nevelahi. Ha nami nevela. We enter into a machloket. Look here. Just only because that's where I marked. If you go look in the Kitvei Rashi, just by the way, okay, I knew I wasn't going mad. Yeah. Here is the Rashi Kitvei Rashalem. Okay, that's not the shita there. But then you turn over this page, it's Likutei Rashi in the same place. That's why I got so confused. It's very confusing this. In the Kitvayat of Rashi, right? So he says, "Ha tehem melika shehi b'fnim b'tavet ablia u'b'melikat psulin itzchuchelei." He says we have to be talking about a psul of the whole hava mina here is a melika that was done by a psul, by a guy who had a pagam. We might think that if he was a pasul and he did melika, then the melika wouldn't be a melika. So now, if the melika wasn't a melika, then there wasn't melika, so it's like a nevela. You with me? So that's our question. So he says, "Umelika psul shichelei deilu melikat ksheirin behedya idre pasha b'sham b'peik b'sham elochol achatan elabot chatov." Because if it was a melika, a good melika, it definitely isn't a nevela. So our whole question here is that this nevela speaking about was a melika done by a pasuga, right? So he says, could that be? So that's a good one. Look at the good one question. It's a little bit complicated. Like this. Because if it was done by Pasuk, he's Malika. But the Gemara said, but the Pasuk includes Nevela. And ha nami Nevela. He, that is Nevela. Right? That is a Nevela. And the Talmud about Treifa. So that's why the Talmud says Treifa. Right? Therefore, Treifa. Vamrina Nakama Pirkin, the high Treifa, Kriyatayruhu. Why do we need that pasuk treifa? What do we need a treifa in the pasuk for? Because a treifa who dies is a nevela. So we've got nevela and treifa, but a treifa who dies is a nevela. And a nevela who malika wasn't done properly is also a nevela. You with me? It's all nevela. So what's the word treifa doing in the pasuk? Is this clear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Good. I'm mad. It's clear to all you. It's not clear to me, but it's clear to all you. That's what you can't. Right. Okay. Yes. So it's like this. And the Talmud about treifa. My treifa. She'ain mater tira isur. Ain mater tira isur. Af kol she'ain mater tira isur. Yatsa melika she lifnim. Hoyo vi mater tira isur. Ain metame begadi mebeit ablia. So what are we learning over here? Right? Because what was our whole question in the Mishnah? The Mishnah spoke there about malak besmol or balayla. So we're seeing over here that melika that was done properly ain metame ablia. Why? Because we learned from the word nevela and treifa. It had to be a melika that wasn't done properly. There we got the word treifa. It tells us a treifa. Okay? Let's go right. Heviya molek. Heviya molek. Now the Gemara wants to move on. It's okay. Now we're going to hold on a different locus here. Heviya molek. So now we've got like some sort of binyan avya on the molek in a whole lot of different circumstances. Katz, chefetz, siman. Katz means kochim bachutz. See that? Kochim, the first letter of kochim is kochutz. So now if the guy did melika on Kochim, outside the Beit HaMikdash, what will be the story? Or Chefetz, right? Chulin, Bifnim, and Chutz. You got that? Chulin, Bifnim, and Chutz. Now listen to us, go for a second. Melika b'chulin. Does it work? Melika b'chulin.
No.
There's a thing in Melika b'chulin. You want to eat a chicken, you know, you got to shift the chicken. You can't Melika molek a chicken and eat it. Melika only applies to Kochim inside. Is melika of kochim, right? Does it apply outside? No. Melika only applies inside. So kochim, if you did melika inside, would work. If you did it outside, won't work. Chulin, no matter where the melika, it won't work, right? So that's what's going on over here. Now, that's our question now. Let's look at an Indian of hevi molek. Kochim b'chutz molek chulin. Hoyel v'ein makirin et ha'isur. Since they don't matir the isur, metame v'gadu v'rabliya. Pashut, right? That seems to be better. Now, tell you another brighter. Yachol te shchitat chulin lifnim v'kochim bein bifrim bein machutz metamea ben apliya. Now we've got the other way around, right? Now we're not talking about melika. Now we're talking about shchita. The Gemara, it's again, it's a midrash in Torah Kohanim. The Gemara asks a question like this: could we say yachol tehe? Could shchita tchulin lifnim? Let's say that I brought a kosher cow into the Beit HaMikdash that is shchita, right? Or I took a dedicated cow, a kochim, right? Bein bifnim, bein bachutz, and I shechted it inside or outside. Would it be? Sorry, this I think this is called. This is talking about a bird. Must be a bird, right? A bird. Because a bird is no shchita. A bird is kochim, there's only melika. Remember? A shchita of a bird. So now, if we did shchita with a bird, then of a kochim bird, bein bifnim bein bachutz, metame rabliya, would it metame? Right. So that's our question. So we've got shchita of a chulin inside and shchita of a kosher of a korban bird inside or outside. Shchita, right? Talmud lomar nevela. Same pasuk here. We see nevela, right? As we talk there, what does the pasuk say? It said nevela, right? So hanami, but this is a nevela. If I did melika, it wouldn't be a nevela. If I did shchita, it's a nevela because I shecht a chatat of a bird. Shchita doesn't apply. So I killed it. So if I killed it, it's same as a nevela. It's died on its own. So Amalei is Ela Talmud about treifa. But so why is there this miut? Why is it telling me nevela and treifa? What's the treifa? So it says no. What is treifa? Treifa is telling me that shaveh bifnim kebachutz, when the halacha is the same inside and outside, right? Of course, shaveh bifnim kebachutz. There, that's when we tell me that we got a problem. Yatsa shchitat chulin. This is therefore shchitat chulin wouldn't metame beit abliya. Why? Because bifnim yatsa shchulin bifnim. Because shchitat chulin bifnim. What happens when it's inside the Beit HaMikdash? I bring a kosher cow, not a korban, into the Beit HaMikdash and I shecht it. What happens to it? I can't do anything with it. But if I take the kosher cow outside and I shecht it, what can I do with it? I can eat it. So the shchita is different.
Same with a bird.
No. Shchita of a bird in or out of a korban is always pasul.
Why can't you shecht the bird?
Because shchita of a kochim. We talk about kochim. We're comparing two things. We're saying shchitat chulin and shchitat kochim. Shchitat chulin of an animal.
Shchitat chulin of a bird.
But we're not talking about chulin here. We're talking about, he says like this, what's the question? Yeah, that's right. But shchitat chulin bafnim. But what's our question? Tani idach. Yachol tehe shchitat chulin lifnim v'kochim baby flu v'bachutz. So that's our question. So shchitat chulin is the same. It's different inside or outside. You agree with me? Shchitat chulin outside is a kosher animal. Go have your steak. Shchitat chulin inside is pasu. Shchita of a kochim inside or outside is asur. Makes no difference where you did it. The fact that you got a bird in your hand, it's a chatat bird, an ola, or a chatat, and you shechted it, makes it asur. Whether you did it inside the Beit HaMikdash or outside the Beit HaMikdash, because it's asur v'shchita, only melika. So it's an avela in both cases, where a shchitat kochim, a shchitat chulin, is not an avela outside. Are you with me? This is very important. No, you can't, no one can raise arba, we're not carrying on. If you bring a cow, you can't do shchita of a cow in the Beit HaMikdash. It's asur to bring a chulin into the Beit HaMikdash. So it's treif.
Why?
Because you shechted it like a korban.
Oh.
So you brought a non-korban animal and shechted it like a korban. It's asur.
And kochim,
a bird, you can't do shchita to a bird irrespective of whether it's inside or outside. But a chulin, you can do outside. Took a knife and you shechted it like you shechted chicken for breakfast. Well, not you,
breakfast.
But like we do.
Breakfast.
Right? Chicken for lunch. And I'm saying, if you take a bird today and your shochet holds up its neck and cuts its siman, it's shchita. With a kochim bird, there's no such thing as shchita. There's only melika. Anytime you should have, we saw it was either for machlid or doresh, remember? So that's what we're saying here, that in order for it to be metame beit abliya, right, we want a situation where it is different. That inside and outside can't be the same. With a bird, they're both the same. With the animal, they're different. Right? So look here. יאחות יש קלת חולין לפנים וקודשים, בהם לפנים ובחוץ, ותאבי עבד על בליה. נבילה. נבילה, when you do שחיטה, you see, even a חולין that you bring into the Beit HaMikdash and you shecht it inside becomes a נבילה. That's the חילוש here. It's נבילה. Right? Alma treifa. So my treifa, so what treifa? Shave בפנים כבחוץ. We want treifa and נבילה to be שווה. אף כל שוות בפנים כבחוץ, right? Okay, says yasa shchitat chulin bifnim vekodshim bein bifnim bein bachutz hoyel velo shav bifnim bachutz ein metam begayim berabliya. Says yasa shchitat chulin bifnim vekodshim bein bifnim bein bachutz hoyel velo shav bifnim kebachutz ein metam berabliya. So verse 1 says bishlo mechulin lo shav bifnim kebachutz. We understand now because it's a bit of a complication here, right? Because what do you mean hoyel velo shav bifnim? The birds are shavu. So why are you saying lo shavu? Because they're kochim, right? So the words like this, bishlom chulin, lo shavim b'chulin. We understand chulin, right? Why? Because we just said, chulin's kosher outside, treif inside. Ela kochim, idi ve'idi, psulin inu. They're both pasul. Why tell me that they're not the same? They're the same. Right? We understand that now, clearly, right?
Yeah.
So he says like this, Amar Rava, Rava says like this. He says, no. He says that this drosha of mitnimim b'chutz doesn't apply to birds. We're confused over here. We think it's the same limud. It's not the same limud. Animal isn't metavet ablia because it's not shavu b'fnim b'chutz. Birds are not metavet ablia for a different limud. Look at Rava in the Rashi, in what we call the real Rashi, the very first, very wide lines. Amar Rava, he says, shchitat pnim d'chulin hu d'nafkelan mihach drasha. This drasha we just learned now of lo hushvu b'fnim b'chutz, and therefore, isn't it a bad abliya? Because they aren't the same. That drosha applies to shchitat chulin. Aval kochim lo tzarich lemeilaf mina. But kochim, the birds, we don't learn from this drosha. We've got a separate limud altogether. He says, demi meila nafkelan. We learn automatically why. De lo mitamo ofot kochim shchutin b'chutz. We learn, it's a mimeila, that kochim ero shchutin b'chutz don't mitame. Why? And now, go back into the Gemara. It's amazing Gemara, this. Because look what the answer is. You with me? How do we learn that kochim don't metame beit ablia? How do we learn that? By the following. Look at the Gemara. Right? He says like this. He says, Amar Rava, im ho'ila lo shchitat chutz lechai bo karet lo to'il letaram le'veda. Because when you take a bird, a kochim, outside the Beit HaMikdash, and you do shchita, you chayav karet. Now, if the shchita wasn't a shchita, how could you be chayav karet? What did you do? So the fact that you chayav karet means that the shchita is considered shchita. Because otherwise you wouldn't be chayav karet. If we just said it was just like a dores, so just to go and do it, but the shchita was a shchita. Why? Because you're all there on shchita, kochim of a bird outside the Beit HaMikdash. So you chayav karet. Ah, you chayav karet means you did a ma'aseh shchita. It's a proper ma'aseh shchita. That shchita will also save it from the tumah like a regular bird of any other.
So it doesn't become
an nevela. Because even though the shchita is asur, but it doesn't become an nevela because the shchita is shchita. Look at that. Look at Rashi. And I go back to the end of that Rashi there. It says like this. He says, the Rashi says like this. He says, right, de'im ho'ila, I mean the second wide lines of the Rashi on the Amud, the regular Rashi. De'im ho'ila shchitat chutz l'chayv olav karet. Why? Mishum shchut echutz. Ke'demarvinele bepek ha'shochel b'mala. Me'o asher yishchat. Rabot shchitot. Alma shchitehi shma. It's called shchita. And if it's called shchita, we know when you shochet, when you shecht a behemet tahora, right? There was a treifa. There's not an avela. So therefore, even though the shchita is asur, the shchita helps you. It's a different limud altogether, says Rava. Don't get confused. Right? There's a different altogether. But now, what's our problem? Our problem here is that according to Rava, according to the Gemara, the proof of this braita was from the yitur of the word nevela in the pasuk. Right? And that's what we learn from the yitur of the nevela in the pasuk, this din of nevela being metame, not metame. But now we aren't using the pasuk anymore for that. The pasuk is now, there's a yitur word still. We've got the word that isn't being used for anything, right? Because we've got a separate limud day. With me? We never learned that, we never used the limud. So the word which was going to teach us that is now available somewhere else. That's the question. Give me a second. Oh, even more. Okay, listen. That only helps me, what you just told me now, about shechting a kosher bird, a kosher bird, outside. Because what's our proof? That when you shech the bird outside, you chayev karet. Ah, you chayev must be a shechita. But where do we learn about shechting a bird inside the Beit HaMikdash that it would not metame Beit HaBliya? We haven't got any proof there that you chayev karet. So we've got to find a makor that you chayev karet inside the, or some other reason to teach us why if you did shechita on a bird in the Beit HaMikdash, you wouldn't be chayev karet. There wouldn't be tumma mitvayli. With me? Is that clear? Okay. It says, now he goes back to the original answer. He says, now we can use the original limud. What's the original limud? Inside and outside aren't the same. Inside you aren't chayev karet, outside you chayev karet, and therefore the answer. Look here. Hoyel v'lo shavu b'chutz, daha bifnim hechshu b'melika. Right? Okay, sorry. Okay, there's two rashi there. There's two different answers over here. But this rashi over here says, how do you know what's the difference? Because the inside the Beit HaMikdash, Melika is Matir. And outside the Beit HaMikdash, Melika is not Matir. So the birds are different. Not with regards to Shechita, but with regards to Melika. So there is a difference between the birds. So that's how we know that if we go back to the original limud now, which said when Lo Hushvu and Matame are aren't the same with regards to Melika. Okay, that's the first Rashi. Okay, let's push on. So Gemara says, now wait a second. If that's the case, Ihachi melak kochim b'chutz nami lo. Right, if that's the case, if you did melika on the kochim b'chutz, then nami lo. Right, 1 second. The lo shavu bifnim kebchutz. Look at the Rashi down the Kitvei Yad. That ihachi. 1 second. It says if you look over here, can you see the Kitvei Yad of the Rashi? At the beginning of the Kippur of the Rashi, there's an Aleph. Can you see the Aleph? I know I'm driving you crazy, all of this, but you can't help it. Can you see the Aleph there? Can you see the Aleph? Three lines up. It says, Malak kochim b'chutz, nami lo shavu peninke b'chutz. And there's a little, and before that, there's an Aleph, like a Rashi Aleph with a bracket. No, Ari, the wrong place. Go down to the Kitvayad of the Rashi. Have you got a different version to me? Is your book different to mine?
This one is Shitan
Kubetsa. Pass me a second. Is the English one different to ours? No, but look, your the Hamada is different. That's amazing. You've got Nuschaot Kitvei Rashi there.
Yeah.
And I've got Rashi Kitvei Yad HaShalem. They're different. Wow. You've got they're unbelievable. Artscroll English, Artscroll Hebrew have got different Rashi Kitvayads on the Amud.
You guys have to share all over.
That's why your Artscroll English one, your computer one, is the one in the English Artscroll.
No, it's different than that.
Even different to that?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Maybe it's a different volume. Yours is like Iris. And look at my, is yours like mine, Michael? Does yours go like this? That, and that?
I've noticed on mine, the order's different, the pagination is different as well.
Is yours look like this?
No.
Gee whiz, okay.
A
lot of confusion here about the Rashis. Okay. Can you see the Aleph? So he says, yeah, Nusach Acher, Hoyil velo shavu le'inyan pnim kebechutz, de bechutz ike karet, ubefnim leke karet. That's what I said a second ago. Remember I said that, and then I looked at the Rashi and said a different answer? The different Rashis here.
Where is it on your... Whereabouts?
Yeah, right at the bottom. This over here. No, there's okay. Let's carry on. Right, so the Gemara says, Umashani, right, it says, Melakochim, Bachut, Namido Shavapinim, Bachut, right, the Habifnim, Hikshub, Melika. That would like, he's got a different answer because of Karet, which is the answer that I gave. So in the Gemara says over here, Ihachi, Melakochim, Bachut, Namido, Shoshim, Bachut, they're all the same. So I'm Rashi Barashi, Danin Davar Shelo Bechero, Midavar Sholo Bechero. What's he saying? He said, you can't compare the two. Why then? Why? Well, what's the difference? Because they are the same. Because shelo bechshero, he says, shchitat of kochim bifnim, that is shelo bechshero, shchita. You don't do shchita of kochim inside. Midavar shelo bechshero, shchitat kochim bachutz. Right? Midavar, shelo bechshero and shelo bechshero. Do shchitat of bifnim and shchitat of bechutz. Ve'ein danin davar shelo bechshero melikat kochim bechutz midavar shechshero melikat kochim bifnim. Okay, so let's keep the comparison to the shchita, and then we see that they are the same. Like it goes over law, and you don't compare them. Hatanya minayin the yotzei shim ala lo yared. Now we go back to the yotzei. We had the other day the question of yotzei. How do we know the yotzei lo sharei yotzei kasher bebama? Because we got a case over there where yotzei is kosher bebama, and that's davar shelo bechshero bechshero. Gemara says, no, that's nothing to do with yotzei. That's not why it's kosher. Don't get confused because of bama and mizbeach. The reason why a yotzei doesn't come down from the mizbeach, we put it up, is like we learned yesterday on Samech Vav Amud Bet, I think it was a few days ago, from the word zotra taola riba samech lezer ribu. You remember different word altogether. Let's not get carried away. Let's move back to next mishnah. All right. Well, I've got to really move over here. Magnitin. Malak v'nimtzai treifa. Now we've got a three-way machloket here between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi about melika. You did melika to a bird. Here's your question, Steve. And then you find that the bird was a treifa. Okay? So I don't know how you check the bird was a treifa. I don't know. You don't blow up its lungs. I'm not sure what you do with that bird. I don't know how you check with it. I don't know how you check a bird for sure. I suppose, I don't know. Some way, after the melika, you find a hole in the heart or whatever. Like, I don't know. You take out remember the crop. And you see the whole thing's rotten and it was going to die. I don't know. It was cancer. So you did melika and then you found that the bird was a treifa. Now the question is, if you mistakenly ate this bird, the chatat, right? What?
Or you might have a broken wing or something.
Well, why would a bird die with a broken wing?
Yes, the defect wasn't evident.
You couldn't bring a korban as a broken wing. Remember, it was a chaser, mechusar ever. And we said that birds of mechusar ever are apostles. Only the minor things. You wouldn't bring it as a korban in the first place. So you did melika and then the tzimper apreta. Rabbi Meir omer, ein lo metaver apliya. Right? Rabbi Meir says, that is not between Berapliya, it's from Rashi says Kal v'chomer, we'll see in a second. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda says it is Metame Berapliya. Right? So now, actually mind boggling this. All these different versions of the Rashi's now. Let's not get carried away. So he says that Rabbi Meir says Metame Berapliya. Rabbi Meir says, ain metame, right? Doesn't make it not the melika. Even though it was a trade for the melika, helped it. It's no longer an avela, and it's in the second one from a kavachomer. And Rabbi Yehuda says metame. So Amar Rabbi Meir kavachomer, right? Just you know, look at the Rashi on the Amud quickly. Rabbi Yehuda metame, why metame? The lo mahanya melika le treifa. Okay, melika doesn't help it if it's a treifa. So the melika doesn't take it out of the din of tuma. Remember that pasuk nevela treifa went together, right? Then the din of tuma. V'hu adin nami b'shchitat chulin treifa. And he says the same machloket here Yehuda is having over here with regards to a kochim with melika is the same machloket with regards to shchitat chulin. Okay, Palig Rabbi Yehuda. They also argues v'chein shlemi masechet tarot beparshat 13 dvarim Rabbi Yehuda echat. Melukot v'achat shchutot, makes it melika or shchita. Rabbi Meir shteihin metaharot. Rabbi Meir there says that both melika and shchita will metahar a treifa. Rabbi Yossi, and then Rabbi Yossi is the third party, says shchita metaharet treifa avalo melika. So we've got a three-way machloket over here. We've got a machloket, right? And the Shittim Mekubetz also writes it very nicely. Three machloket. Rabbi Meir, who says that whether it's a chulin or a kochim, right, shchita or melika will metaher the nevela and does it metameh. Rabbi Yehuda says,
what does that mean, metaher the nevela?
That means that if there was an, if you shechted an animal and you discovered it was a treifa, right, let's say a normal animal. Same thing. Let's say take a normal animal and you shchita. And then you find that it's a treifa. Right, so it became an avela. But he says, the fact you did shchita on it, if you mistakenly ate the meat, you wouldn't become tame. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The fact that it was a treifa means that already while it was alive, I'm not jumping this Rashi, already while it was alive, it had a din of treifa, which meant that it was metame. The shchita that you do doesn't help it. And therefore, if you ate the animal by mistake, you become tame. And that applies both to a bird with melika and animal with shchita. Rabbi Yossi comes in and says a bit of a compromise. He says, no. He says, let's calm down. He says, shchita will metaher, the regular animal. Melika doesn't have that ability to metaher. Okay, so he's like the halfway mark. Rabbi Yossi is the compromise. Now, Rashi says that even though it's not written specifically that Rabbi Yehuda says that this din applies with shchita and melika, he's only talking now about melika. It's obvious that he has to say that as well. That's the shchita mekubetzet, it's not Rashi. It's obvious that if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say what I just said, yeah, then him and Rabbi Yossi are the same. If Rabbi Yehuda's machlokets only with melika and not by shchita, and Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that it's not good, but melika is good, shchita, Rabbi Yossi is the same. So in order to, if we've got three Tanaim here in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says it's both Matahir, melika and shchita. Rabbi Yossi, we know, says it's only Matahir, b'shchita, not melika. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says it's Matameh, b'melika and shchita. Okay? That's it. All right, let's carry on. It's like how does Rabbi Meir learn his din of metaher that the melika is metaher? So Rabbi Kavachomer. Now there's a barreled up here Kavachomer. We're gonna learn a Kavachomer with the din of Dayo. Okay, and the whole question is gonna be around the din of Dayo. Remember Dayo? Dayo minadin, right? Dayo minadin lavo minadavo. What was the way the din was? Dayo. What was the thing? What was it actually called? Dayo lavo min hadin liot kenidon. Right. Lavo min hadin liot kenidon. In other words, if we're learning a kal vachomer and we're saying that this is chamur and this is kal, and if the kal is asur, then devishi the chamur is asur, but the onesh on the chamur can't be more chamur than the onesh on the kal. Remember that? That was dayo min hadin lavo min hadon. In other words, when we learn the Kal Vachomer, we couple it across together with the Kal Vachomer. We can't have a more chamur. The chamur can't be more chamur than the Kal was. It can only be as chamur as the Kal was. That's right. So that's what's there. Now, right. So a man's got a Kal Vachomer. And what's it called? Em nivlat behema. And not a bird, a behema. Shem metam'a b'maga u'masal. It's so chamur, there's a nivlat behema there. Just touching it or lifting it up, you'll become tame. You have to swallow it. Right? Shchita metaheret. And the shchita we see here, everyone agrees. Well, not everyone. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree. Right? But Rabbi Yossi would agree, right? But the shchita metaheret, if you shechted a nevela, the shchita no longer makes it a nevela, it's no longer metame. So treifata metaheret, sorry, treifata mitumata. So nivlata, off, which is a kal. She'ena metama. B'maga u'b'masa, ein odin sh'tehe shchitato metaheret treifato mitumato. Now, yeah, we're talking about shchita, hey, not melika. Remember that? Rabbi Meir is saying, if the animal, which is chamur in tuma, and yet we see that the shchita takes the tuma out of it, so certainly a bird, a treif bird, which you would shecht, would take the tuma out of it. And now he goes further, right? So it says, Ma Matzinu, right? We've got now a binyanav. Now we can go further. We can say, Beshchitato, shchita of a kosher bird, not a kochim, shehi mechasharta la'achila, it allows you to eat it. Umetaheret trefato mitumato, it does two things. It allows you to eat it, and even if it wasn't a veila, it's no longer tuma, like we just learned the kavachomer from shchita, right? Af melikato. Therefore, if we're already in birds, so surely melika, then also mechasharto ba'achila tetaher trefato midei tumato. Okay, pretty logical. Rimeir says we've got an animal that's tame, you shecht it, it's no longer tame. Certainly, therefore, a bird which isn't tame b'mata masal maga before shchita. Work. If we're already talking about birds, the shchita, what does the shchita do? It's machshir for achila. So to melika, machshir achila, and takes out the halach. Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah says no. Oh, we're still in the Mishnah, sorry. Rabbi Yossi Omer, daya. Rabbi Yossi says that kalachomer stops at shchita of a nevela to shchita to a bird. It doesn't go into melika. Right, look at the Rashi there, daya, in regular Rashi, daya. The hoil velo yalif off enemy behema letaher trev mitumata dayo lavo min adin liot kanidon. In other words, we end there. There's enough. You bring me a kavachomer. That kavachomer can only go as far as shchita is concerned. You can't apply that kavachomer as well to melika. That's really what he's telling us. Okay. So now we're going to the Gemara. Daya min davar kvayam shchita velo milikata. Okay? So his dayo is a little bit different. It's not the onesh, but it's the scope. Okay? So now the Gemara is like, Rabbi Meir, Lord Darish dayo. What, Rabbi Meir doesn't apply dayo. Rabbi Meir seems to say, we've got no limit. We can carry on learning. He says, v'ha dayo doraita hu. It's not a Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir can't choose dayo, not choose dayo. It's a doraita. And how do we know it's a doraita? The Tanya, midin kal vachomer keitzad. Now quickly go down. If you now I'm going to drive you crazy. I know. But now if those who got Likutei Rashi, right? The Likutei Rashi. The second very wide lines of Likutei Rashi. It says V'had Dayo Doraitehi. The Tanya Gabe Shloshes Reimido Betrat Koani Midin Kavachomer and Gemara Bekamed Daf Cafe. Okay, we've learned this Gemara, right? It's like this. Midin Kavachomer says Bereish Torat Koanim. That's Beresh in the middle of Rakonim. We've got Rabbi Yishmael Omer. So we're saying doubling every day, right? Beshlosh Yisrei Midot HaTorah Nidreshet Bahen. Mikal V'chom Yisrael Min Ab V'chuleh V'chuleh V'chuleh. And there the Gemara is Hadar Mefaresh. Lehu Chada Chada Mikal V'chom Kaitzad. Basically, on Doshin Davar Midavar Ayle Kal V'chom. Okay, now what's the Makor for the Kal V'chom? Look in the Gemara. What's Midin Kal V'chom? Gemara is the Makor there from the Gemara there. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe. This is to God when Miriam had Sarah. Remember?
We discussed this.
Of course we discussed it. We've learned this.
A few weeks ago, remember?
About the... You about brought it. Yes. We never... Right, you said that there was in our parsha.
Yeah.
And you said that's the Makor for Kal V'chomer. Right, Shkoach. Okay, listen, he has the Gemara. Baba Kama Kafei.
Right.
Okay, that was... Okay, very good, right? So that's it, right. So he has the Pasuk. He says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Because Miriam had Sarah. The question is, how long does she stay outside for? Is it 7 days or 14 days? So he says, listen, if she spat in her father's face, if it was an insult to her father, that wouldn't she at least sit 7 days? Right? In other words, at least 7 days. So now what did we think? We think, if it were her father she insulted, so she should sit 7 days, and for Hashem should be 14 days. Right? Look at the Gemara. It says, how much more stuff for the Shechina? It should be 14 days. That's a deraita. So this, by the way, this is actually not the proof of the kavachomer, Robert. This is the proof of the dayo. I mean, one of my dayak. I'm saying it's still connected.
Clearly, it's
100%. This is proving that a kavachomer comes from the Torah, but not only proving a kavachomer comes from the Torah, proving that dayo comes from the Torah. Right, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying it's even a bigger, it's like even wilder than you think, right? That dayo comes in the Torah. So in the dayo, you only sit 7 days because you can't have a kavachomer. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abin. So he says no. He says don't worry, don't think that Rabbi Meir doesn't know what he's talking about. Rabbi Meir kra ashkach kedarish. Rabbi Meir's got a pasuk, and what's his pasuk? He learns a pasuk to teach us the zot Torah tabeimah v'haof. The pasuk over there says in Vayikra, Zot Torah Tabemah. This is the din, the Torah for animal and a bird. V'chol nefesh chaya and all living things. Harames v'mayim v'chol nefesh hashev z'aretz. Right? V'chi be'eze Torah shifta behema le'of. V'of le'behema. In which din do we have that a bird and animal are compared one to the other? Behema metama b'magav masah Of enum metame masabaka shakobi tam tume, right? Because they're different. Of metame begadi merabria, behema enum metame begadi merabria, right? And those are the different as well. So therefore, so what is elulomalcha? What is the connection, the same between the two of them? Ma behema davar shemachshira laachila metaher trefatam itumata. What's it's the same? And an animal that which enables you to eat it, also metaher the trefa from tuma. Af off davar shemachshir baachila. Now what's machshir baachila? In the Beit HaMikdash, melika is machshir laachila. In the Beit HaMikdash, Melika helps you eat it. So if Melika is machshir la'achila, metaher trefato mitumato. Okay, that's Rabbi Meir. Now, I'll be honest with you on this stuff. Rabbi Meir is the easiest one to understand, I think, right? It's pretty straightforward, right? You with me? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, my time. Rabbi Yehuda never knew this. So as Rabbi Yehuda says, it's all metame, if it's so straightforward. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda himself also crash chamidaresh. He had also had a pasuk with Arish. What's a pasuk? The same pasuk we learned on Amud Aleph about Nevela v'treifa. In the next pasuk, it says, "V'chol nefesh asher tochal Nevela u'treifa be'ezrach the ger v'chibes pagadav b'chatzman." We see there that Nevela and treifa together, with Nevela and treifa, talk about an off tahor, it does cause tuma. Right. So, what's this Nevela treifa come in this package of Nevela treifa teaching us? So, it says like this: I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Now I'm asking you, please, the references now in Rashi are to the Kitva Yad of Rashi. Now just show me your Gemara. Ari, have you got on the inside column?
We have the Kitva Yad here.
On the inside column, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it start, and does it say Rashi, Kitva Yerushalayim? Is it the headline? Is the koteret called Rashi?
Rashi, Kitva Yad.
Wow. Okay, so I hope that they're going to be the same. Wow, that's mind-boggling. I don't know what's going on in these guys' minds that do this. Okay. They obviously never envisaged the situation where people were sitting in the shir together and some using Hebrew, some using English. They're either all using Hebrew or all using English.
And
right?
The digital version.
And digital version, right. So, Mari, I hope you find the difference. He says like this. It's what Rabbi Yehuda's reason. He says, oh, you get involved. He says, Kra Ashkach V'Darish. Right, he found a passage. That passage we saw over there, we just read it. Right, so he says, Nevela Treifa. Right, it says together Nevela and Treifa. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Treifa Lama Nemra. Why does the pasuk say Treifa in the pasuk? Why does it mention the word Treifa there? Right. So look at the Rashi there. He says there Lama Nemra, Velo Garish Lo Yochal Tamanana. Ela Treifa Lama Nemra. Im Lo Lilmod Bo. Anes is coming to teach us what Shemishaat Tirfuta. From the moment it becomes Treif, you're ready to like. Tumat Beit HaBliya. Remember I spoke about earlier? Already before you shechted it. As soon as it becomes a treifa, what's a treifa means? It's from today onwards, not going to live for a year. At that moment, it's a metame Beit HaBliya. Ve'ein shechita metaharta. Shechita doesn't help you any longer. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So therefore, a treifa is a metame even before you killed it. It's an avela. Right, so therefore he says, "A bit of treifa lama nemra, im treifa chaya." If the treifa is going to live, but now we know that it's got the tumah, harei nevela murat. That is in itself a nevela. So why do we have the word saying nevela in the pasuk? Because a treifa that can't live, right? If we say that the trifuta, the tumah is on it from the moment it becomes taref. It's going to metame you. It's as if it's a nevela. So it already is a living nevela. You with me? So why do we need nevela in the pasuk? It's already a nevela. What's nevela telling us? Treifa, it's right. So it's a nevela. Harei amru nevela. Look at Rashi there. Harei kfar nevela amura. But pasuk v'zo nevela hi. Shekfar meita. So a nevela is the one that died. And a treifa is alive. But the treifa alive is like an nevela, but the nevela is already dead. It's already dead. What do I need a treifa for? Vim treifa and a chaya. Harei hi bichlan nevela. And if a treifa can't live, it's a nevela. You with me? So it's a treifa and nevela. It's all a nevela. It's all a nevela. So why do I have treifa and nevela in the pasuk? Ela lahavi treifa sheshechata shemetama. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Why are we telling us nevela and treifa? To tell me that a treifa is like a nevela And the shechita doesn't help you, it stays in a veila. And therefore it's betame. So now, Amar Rav Shizbi. Now this Amar Rav Shizbi is a little bit problematic, right? Because who's Rav Shizbi speaking to? Rav Shizbi is certainly not speaking to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana. So that's why you'll see over there in the Shita Mekubetzet, if you have the, if you look at the Ot Vav of the Shita Mekubetzet, he says over there, Ma Taimer, and he says, Amar Rabbah. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Kra Ashkach. And then later on, if you look at here where we are now, Amar Rav Shizbi, Ot Chet in the Shita Mekubetzet, he says, Amar Le Rav Shizbi Le Rabbah. Okay, so he puts it into perspective. Who's Rav Shizbi speaking to over here? Rav Shizbi was a contemporary of Rabbi, was a contemporary of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So Amar Rav Shizbi the Rabbi, Elam Ata, if that's the case, if that's your proof, bringing that Rabbi Yehuda's proof, that the, right, Dichtiv, we got another pasuk, where it also says with regards to Behemoth, the Chalev Nevela, the Chalev Trefa, the Chalev Nevela, the Chalev of a Trefa, Ye'aseh l'chol melacha v'achol lo tochluhu. Ah, why have we got there also coupled Nevela and Trefa? Are you going to tell me now as well? And they're talking about Chalev. It says you can't eat it. Now we understand there's a din that a Nevela, an animal, if you eat a shechted animal that was in a Trefa, it isn't metame, but the Chalev would metame. Right? Or maybe the other way around. Let's look here. So it says, Avi Amar Shri Elam Ata Dichtiv V'Chalev Nevela V'Chalev Trefa with an animal now. Hatam Nami Neima. You're going to tell me here as well. Hatam Nami Neima. And Rashi adds in, the Beshitta adds in Neima. Trefa Lama Nemra. Why does it say there Trefa in the Pasuk? Why does it say Trefa? Im Trefa Chaya. If the Trefa can live. So and then ultimately it's going to die. Hare Nevela Amura. It became a Nevela. And im treifa eno chaya, and if a treifa dies, arei bichlal nevela. So what do we got there? Treifa nevela. Same question, right? The same question. Ela lahavi treifa sheshechata. Are you trying to tell there? Are you going to say to me there? What's your purpose? That shechal v'tahor. That a treifa that was shechted, it's chaylev is tahor. He says, but wait a second. It can't be because michlal, dehi mitama. Look at Rashi there. Hold on. Look at the Rashi's there. Follow the Rashi. Let's go through it again one more time with the Rashi's together. Look in the Rashi's. He says over here, Im treifa chai v'zo eno metama elachar shemeta. So while it's alive, it's not doing any tumor. It only becomes tama after it dies. But the pasuk already telling me about a treifa after it dies. A treifa after it dies is called an avela. Right? It's dead. If it can't live, right, and it's going to die, so it's also from Mishen Nitra Umias, from the moment it became a treifa, and we know it can't die. We already said that the tumor kicks in, and the shechita doesn't help any longer. It can't go anywhere. So it says, therefore, what is it coming to tell us? Even you said the treifa is going to live. Limdecha hakatuv shiardala tumi mishenitrafa v'shuv ein shchida metarta. Why? Sheshchita ena mikveh tahara. You see how he says it? The shchita is in a mikveh tahara. Lahalot mimena tumi shiardala kfar. Okay, so that's the answer which you saw previously. So now we got a question over here. Now we get to, okay, I just went over again what we just learned on the previous example, right? So you understand the concept of the shechita. What he's saying is if it's a treifa and the tumor's there, the shechita can't act like a mikveh to suddenly make a tahor. Okay? So now that was Rabbi Yehuda. That's if you want to say that. But now we come to our question over here of the chalev and the nevel and the chalev and the treifa. So now he says, chalev and the treifa ya'aseh l'kol melacha deba hakatuv lashmi'inan shechalev nevela Eino metame kenevela. That's the chilush. That the chaylev, he has tea. We're talking about chaylev, can you eat chaylev? You see, chaylev, even though it's asur to eat, it isn't metame like the nevela or metame. So it's got attributes that are different, right? Let's not get carried out. Dichtiv yaseh lekol melacha, af leshel kodesh. Vachinam yamin bepsachim, bepsachim kodesh. So now, so therefore, if we know that this pasuk was coming to teach us that the inyan here is that chaylev isn't metame. So then, treifa lama nemra. Why is that treifa in the pasuk? In betrefa shemaita kamayri, we're talking about a trefa that died already. Iamrinan trefa chaya vizua humta arekfa nevela amura. So even to tell me the trefa while it was live is one thing, but when it dies becomes a problem. But we've got nevela in the pasuk, and nevela again is a dead trefa. So right? Ve'im trefa eno chaya harehi bichal nevela. And if you're telling me that a chaya can't live, right? That he ain't a chaya, then from the moment that she became a trefa, we know that she was an avela, even while she was still alive. So therefore, what is this double barrel telling me here? El al korchach betrefa she nishchata. Kamari, speak about a trefa that was shechted. Ula ashme'inan dechelve hu tahor. To tell us that the chelev is tahor. Right? The chelev is a metame, which is basically what we wanted to understand. But what's the problem with that? Because now inferred in that is michlal dehi tameya. Right? You're not telling me that the animal itself is tameh. We know the animal isn't tameh. Because we know that an animal that was shechted isn't a tameh. So how can you imply, you say, the chaylev is tahor, the animal is tameh. But isn't so. Right? Baham Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda himself said, I mean, it also learned in the Braita, Tana, v'chiyamut min habehema. When there's a death, Mina behema. What does mina behema from the behema mean? It's a miut. It means miktsat behema mitama, miktsat behema and a mitama. There are some that mitame and some that don't mitame. Ve'ezo zo, and which are those? Zo trefa sheshachata. A trefa that you shechted doesn't mitame. And Rabbi Yehuda himself is one who says it. And if you use your limud of Rabbi Yehuda of the trefa and the nevela, playing one off against the other, it comes out that the whole limos to teach us that the chaylev wasn't metameh, but the animal itself was metameh, and we know here from Yehuda himself that the animal isn't metameh. You with me? Mm-hmm. I'm getting excited, but he's explaining it. Okay. Ella, so now we've got a problem. Ella, hi, trefa. So now, and therefore, according to your explanation, Rabbi Shizbi says to Rabbi, right, of Rabbi Yehuda, you got a problem. Right? Because we don't really understand what has Chaylev and Trefa come to teach us. And now we've got a case again where we've got a Yitur which is now available. This limit doesn't work. So why is there Chaylev and Trefa in the Pasuk? Says, Ela, hi, Trefa me by. We need this Trefa for something else. Leme'ute temeya of the Chaylev. Right? Why? Mi sheyesh b'mina Trefa. Something which is a bird or an animal or something which can become treif, yatzdazo she'ein b'mina treifa. Now, what haven't you got a treifa in? A non-kosher animal or non-kosher bird. There's no such thing as a treifa. Because a treifa, by definition, means that it was kosher, it had it been able to live. Now that it can't live, it becomes a treifa. Something which was never able to eat it in the first place, we don't care if it could live or it couldn't live. You got it? That's very clever, this. I mean, it's quite amazing. Right? So it says, Hachanami, and so too, yeah, in our case. Just like there, the limud was telling us that chaylev is not metamei, and not metamei, because it's had to be a kosher bird or a kosher animal. He says, Hachinami, so too, yeah, le me'ute of tamei. She'ein b'mino trefa. That's this whole limud over here. And it's got nothing to do with what you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda wants to teach us. So we haven't yet got an answer for Rabbi Yehuda. Now I'm going to do something which I don't want to do, but we're going to end off over here. We're a little bit late. And you'll finish this on your own.